From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. President Obama is making his case for military intervention in Syria again, this time as he heads to St. Petersburg, Russia for the G20 summit. During a stopover in Stockholm, Sweden, the president said he didn't set a red line. The world did. And now the world should act.
My credibility is not on the line. The international community's credibility is on the line. And America and Congress's credibility is on the line because we give lip service to the notion that these international norms are important. And when those videos first broke and you saw images of over 400 children subjected to gas, everybody expressed outrage.
The president was speaking at a joint press conference with the Swedish prime minister. Let's bring in NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro. Ari, we just heard President Obama say this isn't about his credibility, but the world's. He was asked, though, by a Reuters reporter if this would damage his credibility if the U.S. doesn't strike after his call for it. What do you think he's trying to navigate here?
Well, he's trying to reframe the debate. You know, people have been saying a year ago he announced this red line of the widespread use of chemical weapons. His red line has been crossed, so he has to go to war with Syria. He has to strike. Of course, he's not using the word war. But he's trying to reframe it by saying, no. The international community, governments around the world, voted to ban chemical weapons. And so by not enforcing that vote, by not enforcing the vote that Congress took to ban the use of chemical weapons, the international community and Congress loses its credibility. He's trying to put the weight on the world's shoulders and on Congress's shoulders instead of it just being about him and the red line that he happened to draw in August a year ago.
He was also asked if he'll strike without congressional approval. Let's listen to a little of an answer.
I believe that Congress will approve it. I believe Congress will approve it because I think America recognizes that as difficult as it is to take any military action, even one as limited as we're talking about, even one without boots on the ground, that's a sober decision.
But Ari Shapiro, do we know any more today after the president's long question and answer session in Sweden whether he will strike without Congress?
There are two questions here. One is whether he has the legal authority to strike without Congress's approval. And to that, the White House has clearly said yes. Even if Congress votes against it, they believe that as commander-in-chief, the president has the legal authority. But the thornier question is a policy one, and that's one the White House never has answered, which is if Congress takes a vote on this, and if Congress says, no, President Obama, we don't want you to do this, would he go ahead and do it anyway? For obvious reasons, they haven't answered that question because, you know, if the answer is no, then it sounds like he's ceding authority to Congress. If the answer is yes, it sounds like he's defying Congress. And that's why every time the White House gets this question, the answer is, well, we're confident that Congress is going to vote yes.
Okay, so we're on an international stage. Here the president is. The Swedish prime minister also speaking, mentioning his country is offering refuge to Syrians. And the president recognizing, you know, that there's an international reaction. Let's listen.
I'm very mindful of the fact that around the world, and here in Europe in particular, there are still memories of Iraq and weapons of mass destruction accusations and people being concerned about how accurate this information is. Keep in mind, I'm somebody who opposed the war in Iraq.
And Ari, this seemed to underscore just what we thought was a little awkwardness here. I mean, this was a meeting set up before the chemical attacks in Syria and the president's call for action. It was in response to President Obama canceling his meeting with President Putin in Russia over the Edward Snowden affair and possibly gay rights issues in Russia. And then now you have an American president standing in Sweden and a Swedish reporter asked President Obama, how do you reconcile being a Nobel Peace Prize winner with wanting to strike? How do you handle that?
Well, he said the question that we all face is, what do we do when we believe in peace but face a world of violence and evil? And this was actually a question that he referenced in his Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech. He told the reporter, go back and look at that speech. But he said it's the most challenging part of his job. He said, you know, I would much rather think about how can we make sure each 3- and 4-year-old gets a good education than think about how can we prevent 3- and 4-year-olds from being subjected to chemical weapons and nerve gas. To the broader issue of the international stage, though, there really is an appearance that President Obama is increasingly isolated. As first Great Britain pulled out of the coalition, of course China and Russia are preventing the UN Security Council from acting, and then you have 4 out of 5 Scandinavian countries, including Sweden, say they don't support a military strike without UN support.
Okay, well, next stop for the president, the G20 meeting in St. Petersburg. Jeremy's going to pick up the conversation about Russia, but We know Russia could veto any move by the UN Security Council. So what messages was the president sending out today, maybe just to Russia?
Boy, on Russia, there are so many points of difference, not just on Libya, rather, not just on Syria, but also on, as you mentioned, Edward Snowden, on gay rights. The relationship seems to have gotten worse and worse and worse. There's no light at the end of the tunnel yet on that front.
Ari Shapiro, NPR's White House correspondent, thanks so much.
You're welcome.